what I'm driving at is that the creatures turned out to be an old smelly pair of high loafers cowboy boots. Why Sally Mae allowed them in her house, I don't know. But I can't take the blame for that. I mean, I was doing my job and never mind. You'd think that when a pair of boots got that old in a rank, somebody would throw them away. Well, I'd wasted some valuable time. I had to get back to my investigation. I went into the kitchen. I was in the process of checking out the walls and conducting a search for the phone and the calendar when I caught another scent. The kind that makes your mouth water. My ears shot up and my eyes got big and I went to sniffing the floor, the cabinets, under the dinner table. And the more I smelled, the better I liked it. It was driving me nuts, it smelled so good. At last, I went up on my hind legs and looked on top of the table. And there they were, three of the biggest, thickest, juiciest, most bodacious, delicious-looking T-bone steaks I'd ever seen. Sally Mae had put them out on the table to thaw. Just then I heard Drover.
Hank! Is anything wrong? Hurry up, I'm getting scared.
I went through the house and stuck my head out the window. Relax, son. Everything's going according to plan. I'm still conducting my investigation, but it turns out that we're playing for bigger stakes than I thought. It'll take me another 10 minutes to get all the data digested.
Is the world gonna end tomorrow?
I'm still working on that, Drover. Just be patient. Stay at your post and keep a sharp lookout. I left him and returned to the kitchen. I wasn't sure I could eat three whole steaks at one sitting. I mean, when a guy eats nothing but co-op dog food for years and years, his stomach shrinks. But I'm no quitter. I went up on my hind legs and started chewing on the first steak. It was half froze and not the easiest thing to chew, but I seemed to thrive on adversity. While I was chewing on it, the plate fell off. It hit the floor and busted into a dozen pieces, and blood splattered all over the place.